Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century.
You know something, son? The nearer it gets time to go in that ring and mop up, the better I like it.
First thing you know, you'll be enjoying yourself.
I think he's doing that right now.
Of course I am. There's only one thing, old Jack. Us fighting double this way, it ain't so good.
I thought you wanted to fight double. I asked you.
Oh, yeah, I know. The fighting's all right. It's just that I'm going to have to divide the glory with you afterwards.
Well, that's all right with me. You're welcome to all the glory you can get out of this.
Well, that's pretty darn swell of you. Only you know I won't take more than my share.
Oh, no.
Well, I won't. Well, Dad, blame it, did I ever take more than my share of anything?
Well, how about the girls?
Oh, gals is different.
Oh, yeah?
Well, sure they are. I got first call on all the women. Oh, by the way, where'd that little old Jack Dempsey gal and her pappy go?
Down to the ringside. Old man Ross went down to give Jasper instructions for the four-man fight.
Did Ross say Jasper was refereeing?
Well, what we need a referee for in a four-man fight of bare fist? Anything goes.
I doubt that, Doc. They'll probably keep it a stand-up, clean-blow fight.
Well, shucks, I didn't mean to get a man down and gouge him. Well, just the same with four in the ring... Jasper better keep moving or he's liable to get run down.
Yes, quite. I'd certainly hate to referee a four-man fight in that small a space.
Sure be a good chance to get the referee down and kick him around some, though, if he wasn't giving you the breaks.
Oh, but look here, Doc. Remember, Jasper's on our side. He'll want to see you two chappies win.
Yeah, we can't kick Jasper around tonight.
Well, let's make that our thought for the day. We can't kick Jasper around tonight.
Hey, what's holding things up? I'm a raring and stomping to get started.
Ross said they'd send word up here to the training quarters when they're ready for us.
It must be about time, though, don't you think?
Should be.
Speaking of training quarters, these are a bit all right, what?
Yeah, we should ought to have some fun here the next couple of weeks. I ain't never seen a gymnasium like this here. Punching bags, weightlifting machines, bars, trapezes. Say, did I ever tell you about the time Winnie Mae's mama took my cousin Winnie Mae and me to the circus?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I did? I don't remember telling you.
Oh, go on, Doc. What happened?
Well, Winnie Mae didn't ever see a circus before. She was a-sitting there eating hunks of Cracker Jack when them acrobat hombres and females in tights begun swinging out on her trapezes. Well, all of a sudden, one of them female acrobats let go way up in top of the tent and started doing flip-flaps.
Flip-flops.
What'd you say?
Flip-flops.
Well, anyway, she started doing didos, and Winnie Mae sucked in her breath and swallowed a hunk of Cracker Jack backwards.
Backwards?
Well, I swear to my grandma, that girl darn near choked to death right there. And then some feller picked her up by her feet, and her mama whanged her on the back for maybe 10 minutes before they jarred it loose.
Well, how old were you and Winnie Mae then?
Oh, 6 or 7, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Well, weren't you pretty young to remember all the details?
Well, shucks, no, Reggie. I even remember reading soft as silk cape flower across the back of her underwear while this hombre was holding her up by her feet.
Oh, no! Well, I see you. There they are.
Come in. Well, if it ain't our little old gal friend. And Duke, come on in, Duke.
You boys ready?
We've been ready for hours. You come to get us, Duke?
Yes. No rush, though. Jasper said to bring you out in 2 or 3 minutes.
Everything set for Doc and me to go into the ring together?
All set.
Jasper says you're crazy to want to do it.
He does, huh? Why?
He says Curly and Ole are old sidekicks, and they know plenty of dirty tricks.
Well, he's not going to let them get away with it, is he?
Well, that's just the trouble. What can he do about it?
Well, he's refereeing, isn't he?
Well, sure, but with 4 men in the ring, he's not going to be able to see everything.
Well, shucks, what are we care, Jack? We can be just as dirty as they can.
In other words, anything goes, huh?
Well, that's what it amounts to. Does the crowd love it?
The crowd's pulling for Curly and Ole, I reckon.
Well, sure, that's natural.
Duke and I will be sitting in your corner with Reggie.
Now you're talking. With a pretty little old gal like you are pulling first, we can't lose.
Isn't Doc cute, Duke? I'm crazy about him.
You are, sure not?
Bend over here and I'll kiss you for luck.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Now, don't be a darn hog, Duke. Be a good guy and turn your back.
I will not. Well,
don't pay any attention to Duke. He's just jealous. There. Good?
Good. Lady, I feel like I've been kicked by a mule. Ooh-wee! Am I dizzy? Jack, son, you should ought to get you some of that. It's potent.
Nothing doing. Jacqueline's my girl, and she's not passing out any more kisses.
You're right, son. If I had a girl with that much dynamite in her lips, I'd put up a fight, too.
Gee! Am I really that good?
I ain't kidding, sugar. Your name should be Jack Dempsey, because you sure carry a wallop.
Well, just because she did it once, don't think she's ever going to do it again.
All right, son, all right. Now, don't get all head up. I ain't going to steal you, girl.
I say, shouldn't we be getting out to the ring?
Oh, sure, it's time. Come on.
Okay. Well, Jack, fella, here we go, boy.
You're still dizzy from that kiss.
Sure, I'm still dizzy. I'm walking around on air.
Well, that's great.
Well, what you mean, that's great?
I want a fighter at my back tonight, not a Romeo full of love and kisses.
Son, it's just like I'm always telling you. There ain't no time I fight better than when some gal's honor's at stake.
All right, all right.
I say, you two coming?
Yeah, go ahead with Duke and the girl. I want to talk to Doc.
Right-o.
Now, look, Doc.
Yeah?
No rough stuff unless they start it first.
Well, sure, but that don't go if they do start something dirty.
No, we'll use whatever tactics they use. We'll work back-to-back unless they're too cagey for us. If they won't fight that way, then we'll have to split up and go it on our own. But the minute they start pressing us, back-to-back again.
Sure. Same old tactics as we always use.
That's it.
Hey, looky yonder. Outdoor ring all lighted up. Good-sized bunch of people, too. It's funny how your blood starts singing at a time like this.
Yeah. Oh, just one thing more now. If one of us knocks out his man first, he's to go to a neutral corner and let the other fight it out alone.
Hey, they won't do that. If they get one of us, why, they'll both jump on the other, and you know it.
Well, just the same, we don't fight that way.
Well, okay, fella. But that gives them an advantage.
All right, come on. Hurry it up. They're waiting for you.
All right, we're here, aren't we?
Curly and Ole are already in their corners. Come on, Jasper's waving to you.
All right, boys, come on, climb into the ring.
All right, Doc, right here through the ropes.
Here I come.
You next, Jack.
You boys all ready?
Let her go anytime, Jasper.
Well, let me warn you, I'll do the best I can, but I can't watch everything, and Curly and Ole are bound to get in some fouls.
Oh, shucks, don't worry about that. We'll give them as good as they send.
Well, that's fair enough. All right, then, I'm going to introduce you.
Yeah, let her go.
Right. Ladies and gents, tonight we got something new in prize fighting for you. Tonight we're going to give you four men in the ring at once. Two grudges are to be settled in one fight. In this corner, we have Curly Wilson and Ole Jenkins. And in this corner, we have Jack Packard and Doc Long.
Listen to little old Jacqueline.
Yeah, look at old Jim Ross sitting over there on the edge of his chair.
Yeah, doggone. He sure does love a prize fight, don't he?
Now, before I call the boys out the center of the ring, I want to make one more announcement. There will be no rounds in this fight. Once they start, they keep fighting until one side is the winner.
That's it. Gather out here. Gather out. That's right. Now then, this is going to be a hard fight to referee. I want you all to keep it clean. That's all. Now go back to your quarters. When the bell rings, come on, fight.
You bet you.
Come on, Doc.
Doggone fella. This is all right.
Look out. Here comes the bell.
Blimey, Adam.
Back to back, Doc. Back to back.
What's their strategy, Doc? What's their fighters.
Early and over, you little slushies.
All right, you zippy. Here. Hey!
Hey! All right, then. Let him have it the next time he steps in.
You bet.
Keep him up.
Here he comes.
Give him up.
Take that.
Take that.
He's down, Jack. He's down.
Get my neutral quarter. All right, Ollie. It's just you and me now.
You mean it's just you, fella?
What are you waiting for? Come and get it.
You, you swatch!
Come on, Jack! Look out!
Hello, boy, Jack! You got it, woman!
Try to foul me, will you? Try this on your chip.
He's down, Jack. He's down.
Get over in the neutral corner, Jack.
Doggone fella. We did it. We did it.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.